Welcome to Riverside Medical Practice. Please note, calls may be recorded for training and monitoring purposes. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 999. Please consider contacting your local pharmacist, dentist, or optician for relevant problems. Please note, triage finishes at 3 p.m. each day. Only urgent matters will be dealt with after this time. The admin team will ask some questions regarding the problem you have and signpost you to the most appropriate person or service. Please note, we operate a zero-tolerance policy within the practice, and your call may be terminated if your behavior or language is deemed unacceptable. Please select from one of the following options. For home visits only, please press 1. For prescriptions, please press 2. For results, please press 3. For appointments and general inquiries, please press 4.
If checking the status of your medication request, please check with your local pharmacy initially.
Good morning, Riverside Medical Practice. How can I help?
Good morning. My name is Daniel. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you today?
I'm all right. How can I help?
Good, good. I was just calling in regards to one of our clients. We have a subject access request form sent to yourselves for. I was just hoping to chase that up a bit and see if you've definitely received it.
What's the name, please?
It's Archie Brown, and the date of birth is the 6th of April, 1987.
Let me pop you in hold, all right?
Yep, no problem.
Yeah, thanks so much for holding, Daniel. So you would need to contact your client in regards to this?
I'd need... The client wouldn't know if you had received their DSA request.
Yeah, so but you would need to speak to the client in regards to the request. I did actually speak with someone yesterday, so if you can get it put on the notes that you would need to contact your client before contacting us again.
May I ask why that the case is? So on the subject access request form, there is a letter of authorization attached, signed by our client to act on his behalf.
So all I can say is you would need to contact your client.
Right, but the subject access request form is dealt with by yourselves, and it's actually gone over the due
date. Yeah, I'm aware of that, but as I said, you would need to contact your client.
Right, okay, thank you.
Okay, right, and if we can get it put on the record that that you would need to contact the client before you contact us again, that would be great, because this is the second call we've had in the, like, between yesterday and today.
Yeah, it's going to be the same, because we go by ICO guidelines, not by practice policies. So any sort of subject access request forms, we deal with directly with institutions. We don't tend to deal with our clients when it comes to that sort of stuff, because they've approached us to act on their behalf to do this. So
yeah, I understand. But as I said, we can't give out any information further than that. So if every time you call, you're going to get the same answer. So you would be best contacting your client.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Take
thank
care.
You.
Bye.
You too,
bye.